Well, good morning. Hi, how you doing? It's what time is it? It's 9 something. Let's see if I can bring it up without losing my place. 9:26 a.m. Yeah, I'm way too late this morning, but there are extenuating circumstances. It's 70 degrees, as one might expect at almost 9:30 in the morning. I'm desperately overdressed for it, but I may have to take my hoodie off later. We'll see. But yeah, I had an eye doctor appointment, and my eye doctor is right where I turn on the recorder. Trying to get around this lady with two dogs. Walking through the sprinklers, that's even better. Jeez. So, yeah, I had an eye doctor appointment, and my eye doctor is right at the stop sign where I usually turn on the recorder. So I combined two trips into one and walked to the doctor's office and had my annual eye exam. And now I'm walking home. And it's a little warm. There is a pleasant breeze blowing. Beautiful day. I got to listen to a little blues, or something. Yeah, sure. Do you think I had my tongue examined or something? Because I don't seem able to speak this morning. At any rate, I had some blues this morning to listen to on the way. Blues is the truth. I'm a couple of weeks behind because he puts out a 2-hour show every week, and I don't go through 2 hours of music every week, so I'm falling behind, but it's okay. It's okay. I have all this great blues. Some really great stuff. I'm enjoying it greatly. Okay, that's like 3 greats in a row. It's probably too much. Definitely summer. Trees are all green against the real blue sky. Sun shining through. Just little dapples here and there. It's going to be beastly. It's going to be beastly when I turn a corner up here and get out of the shade, but right now it's quite lovely. So No Man's Sky is reaching the point where I knew it would, and that's that I'm doing the same 25 things over and over, and once in a while there's a different outcome, which is just enough to keep the game interesting, but also just about the right amount for me to say, I think I can let my frigates have their little voyages of discovery by themselves, and I'll go do something else for a while. I have to make bread today. Oh my God, I almost forgot. I'm down to like the last slice of the last loaf. I gotta get some bread going. And it's not going to be a good day to bake in the afternoon, which is a problem. And it won't cool off very quickly in the evening, so it's a double problem. We'll see how it goes. I've got to change up my standard recipe. I'm going to have to add, I think, a little sugar to goose up the starter, or just work with commercial yeast and call it good. I do have a spare loaf of bread in the freezer. Possibilities. The timing is off. I go through a loaf of bread about every 3 days, which means I have to bake on the third day. Or if I make a double loaf on the sixth day. And when the loaves are small, like the last one was, it comes a little quicker, I think. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. If I start it when I get home, it'll be 10 o'clock. It means I'll be baking in the highest demand time in the hottest part of the afternoon. Unless it's really slow, in which case, maybe not till this evening. That might work. It might work. Well, it will work. It's just a question of how uncomfortable it might make us in the beginning. It's not supposed to be like 100 today. Morning. No, it's going to be a hot one tomorrow. Today is going to be warmer, so probably in the 80s. That's not too bad. All right, I guess I have a plan. Thanks for helping me work through that. I finished The Dawn of Mankind. The ending was wonderful. The ending was what it needed to be. And I'm desperately hoping that there's a sequel in the works, although it's not listed as book one. And working in a collaborative effort like that is always fraught with peril. So, yeah. Walker and Cooper are probably wondering whether or not they want to continue that collaboration. Their cover is probably working against them a little bit. And I don't know what kind of promotions they're doing, whether or not they have enough audience to push that book forward. I hope they do, because this is really well done. And right now I'm reading the next book in Homestead Crafter, which is, very nice in its own right. It's having the problem, I think, that a lot of lit RPG series have, and that's that the impetus to have rising stakes to go along with the rising levels of the characters involved. And I really like the way McKittrick is pushing that rising stakes issue out to being bigger and bigger challenges in terms of building and safeguarding the people of this little town. Come upon, get ready, sit with me, Monk Post. And not just more difficult, harder, bloodier battles, but more thoughtful progression over a whole cast of characters as they each work through their individual problems with their own goals and growth. And it's really quite nice. There's a certain harem-esque about it, a certain harem-esque flavor that is a little souring, but fits with the universe as a whole. And it's relatively minor. It's not anything. It's not like every book he's got a new wife or something. But it's a great deal of fun. I'm enjoying it. Rumor has it that Alt Skills has a new book out too. I should look into that. I'm waiting for the next Double Points Day. Cheap ass bastard I am. I'm waiting for the next Double Points Day to go through and pick off all of the titles that I haven't picked up yet. I keep missing them. I flag them in my email so that they show up better. The guy pedaling along on his tricycle. I like that trike. See, I might be able to do a trike. It is. I like that trike. That is cool. It's also electric, I think. That would make me feel a lot better about being back on pedal power if it was a tricycle. Less likely to lose balance, crash into the sidewalk, curb, tar, whatever. Yeah, it's hot. It's not as hot as I feared, but it's still warm. There's a nice breeze. That makes it better. My little rose bush has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Maybe as many as 15 new buds, new little blossoms coming out. It's grown quite a lot from the paltry 2 that it had put out last year. Am I still recording? Says I am. That's good. So I've come to a kind of tentative conclusion about the next, and that's it. There's a lot of stuff that got thrown up in the air in book one that never really got addressed in book two. There are things that happened in book one that moved Roger along, but because of the nature of the cat and the fact that it wasn't, Roger's role was largely as a perimeter alert that something was going wrong, to recognize that the house was not behaving as he expected it to behave, and that it was failing in ways that he was able to see, that the talented people hadn't. And so he was able to raise the alarm early, which might have made things go a little quicker. And perhaps prompted the cat's appearance in time to make a significant difference, too. But that, for that, that's fine for the transitional second book. For the third book, I need to bring some of the stuff home. I need to make this not necessarily about Roger, because while the first book was titled "The Wizard's Butler," it really wasn't about the butler. Is what the butler found, what the butler did. And the second book wasn't really about the cat. It was about how the cat changed the dynamic of Roger and House and the talented people within it. But I feel like I need to bring the focus back to Roger for this next book. And it might be the last book of the trilogy. I don't see this going 12 books. A sequel trilogy is possible, but I don't see. Right now, I don't see an extended series of The Adventures of Roger Mulligan. That there are things hanging open. I think the reason I stalled is because I recognize that I've got a good opening, but if I just force something in there, there's an old piece of writing advice: when your story isn't moving, throw a body. Throw in a body. Like, no, that's not right. So rather than trying to force it, I think it was a good idea. We'll see if it really it was or not. But I think it was a good idea for me to wait until I sort of let some of this stuff percolate through the filter of No Man's Sky. And we'll see how that all works out. Speaking of working out, I'm at the back gate. The walk with the doctor's break seems to have worked out pretty well. point where I say tomorrow's another day. And it's any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.